Hello, my name is Jay. I'm calling from National Opinion Research. And we'd just like to ask you a few questions about issues.
Are you a human being?
We'd just like to just conduct a study, sir. We would like to record.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Cool. You're not a robot?
No, sir, of course not. I appreciate you taking the time to help us. Are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Yeah, I guess
okay,
it depends
great.
On what kind of questions you're going to ask me.
Oh, no, nothing personal. It's just general. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Yes or no?
In my household, no, but my sister does.
But in your household, no one works for a news media
outlet?
No, not
my household,
right?
Though.
Okay. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yeah.
Okay. I know it's still a long way off, sir, but what are the chances that you will vote on the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other office? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote.
Oh, 100% I'll be voting.
So should I record your answer, definitely vote?
Definitely vote.
Okay. And just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you tell me what is your age?
I'm 30.
Okay, thank you, sir. I appreciate you taking the time to help us. Okay, now moving forward. Okay. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask you your race? Are you white, Caucasian, black, African-American, Hispanic, Latino, Haitian, Native American?
I'm white.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, thinking about that direction the country's headed in, and generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with that direction in which the country's headed?
That is a really deep question with a lot of nuance. And in some respects, I am satisfied. In other respects, I am deeply dissatisfied. But I'm going to go with a dissatisfied to answer your question.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. I know it's more complicated, you know.
Overall direction, not happy, dissatisfied.
Yeah, okay. I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. How about woke culture or wokeism from 0 to 100?
Woke culture and wokeism.
Yeah.
If I feel good about it?
That idea, you know, because that's an idea. How warm and
favorable. Well, I think that a lot of people have different ideas about what woke culture even means.
Right.
My definition of it, I'll put myself around an 85.
85. Okay, thank you, sir.
And yes, I am a progressive person, and I support that, you know, people should be seen and heard and that, you know, blah, blah, blah. They have rights and stuff.
Thank you, sir. Now, the National Education Association, or NEA, from 0 to 100. Have you heard of that organization?
I actually don't know anything about that organization. So I can say that I'm dissatisfied with the direction that education is going in this country, having been a part of the public school system, and then, you know, not learning a lot of critical life skills until after graduating from the public school system. And
you
I'm
know what,
say,
sir?
30.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because that's exactly what we're going to discuss, you know, a little bit ahead of it. Yeah. But on the National Education Association, you heard about them, but you have no opinion, or you never heard of them?
I have never heard of them, if that's an answer.
Thank you, sir. Now, Moms for Liberty. Have you heard of that organization?
Ooh, yes, I've heard of them. And while I wouldn't consider myself to be the most informed person, the things that I have heard, I'm gonna put like a 1 for that organization.
And how about charter schools in general?
Charter schools in general? Yeah. I like the idea of them. There is unfortunately like potential for abuse of the system, I think. I don't know if they're necessarily overseen as strictly as regular public schools are. But in general, I'm going to say 85 again. My daughter goes to a charter school that we're very satisfied with. So.
Thank you. How about Joe Biden from 0 to 100?
I'm going to give the man a 70.
Okay. How about Donald Trump? Same question.
In the interest of not being completely biased, I think there was like 1 or 2 not awful things that he did. So I'll give him a 5.
Okay, thank you, sir. You're very smart, you know. How about the U.S. Department of Education from 0 to 100?
Department of Education. Well, seeing as how they oversee the education system that I'm not particularly satisfied with, I'll give them a 40 for their effort.
Okay. And how about the public school teachers in general, to the best of your knowledge, from 0 to 100?
I had a lot of really good public school teachers, and I had a few really bad ones. I think that the people doing the job want to do a good job and that they're not being given the tools or the systems to do to educate people the way they want. But I like the individuals. So
yeah.
I think that they are, you know, you have to have a master's degree to be a teacher in most, you know, after a certain point. So I'll give them a 75. My mom's a teacher.
Okay. You are a teacher?
No, my mom. My mom's a teacher.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's great. How yeah. about public schools in general from 0 to 100?
Well, what's the average tax bracket in the school district? And that will determine
right.
how good of a school it is.
I know. In general,
based on that single fact alone, I'm going to give public schools a 25.
A 25. Okay, thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience. Let's move forward to a different topic. And generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the U.S.? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Man. I'll give it, it was excellent, good, fair, or poor.
Yes, sir.
I wish there was a between fair and poor. I mean, like my lived experience, I went to decent public schools because I lived in decent places, but I know that there are places where the public schools are awful that should be receiving federal funds. So I'm going to say poor. I'm going to say poor, man. We test
poor?
Horribly compared to other nations. Yeah.
Right. I'm glad you know, the neighborhood has a lot to do. Now, would you say that public schools in your neighborhood are getting better, staying the same, or growing worse? What's your opinion?
I haven't been to a public school in my neighborhood since 12-ish years ago.
Right.
So, and my daughter goes to a charter school, so I'll have to just say staying the same.
Staying the same.
I don't know.
And how important do you think it is for public schools, like you were talking about, to prepare students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it's very important for public schools to prepare students, and 5 means that it's somewhat important for public schools to prepare students, and 0 means that it's not important at all for public schools to prepare students regarding this topic. You can use any number between 0 to 10. Now, how important it is for public schools to prepare students to be ready for higher education like college from 0 to 10?
10.
And how important it is for public schools to prepare students to grasp the academic basics of reading, writing, and math from 0 to 10?
10.
And how important it is for public schools to prepare students to understand the value of diversity and how to navigate an increasingly diverse world from 0 to 10. And how important it is for public schools to prepare students to develop social skills, 0 to 10.
Well, that should be their parents' job, but not everybody is a good parent, so 10.
Okay, and how important it is for public schools to prepare students to develop critical thinking skills, 0 to 10.
Oh, man, 11.
Okay, there's no 11. Should I record that as
a
10?
No, there's not. I just assumed you would know what I meant.
Yeah, I know, sir, but just for the sake of a research,
yeah, I got you. Tentative.
Okay, now how well, how important it is for public schools to prepare students to compete for and get good jobs in the future global job market for 0 to 10?
10.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now let's
I mean,
move
even
forward.
Even American citizens that don't live in America pay that income tax, so they'll still be benefiting us no matter where they are, right?
Right, okay. Now, would you say that your state spends not enough, too much, or just about the right amount on public schools education? Do you think not enough, too much, or about the right amount?
Definitely more than other places. My experience wasn't horrific, but still not enough.
Okay,
those teachers don't have the resources they need.
Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years, yes or no?
No.
Okay. And how much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or CRT? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
Not so much this year, but a lot in like the 2019 to 2022 range.
Right. So how should I record your answer? A lot?
A lot. I did say a lot.
Okay, no, but it's just for the sake of research, remember. As you may hear, critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
I would agree with that. Because before
agree?
It got... Yeah,
also
I agree.
What? Strongly agree. Okay. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Okay, go ahead, sir.
No, you're fine. I mean, all this extra stuff I'm saying isn't important to you anyway, so.
Okay, no, I mean, but believe me, I'm glad to hear it. I'm learning a lot. Now, how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A lot in certain places like Texas and Florida.
Okay, and please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. The first one, public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
Strongly agree if that's an option.
Yes, that is. And the second one, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate school's curriculum. Agree or disagree with that statement?
I think I understand the gist of what your question is asking. I do not think that parents should be directly involved with the development of curriculums, but I don't necessarily believe that individual teachers should have free rein either. I think it should be more standardized by a higher board of some kind that, you know, the oversight of which I don't have the answer to that. I mean, in a perfect world, you know, there would be a more standardized, inclusive curriculum. But in the spirit of your question, I'm going to say teachers should have the right, and that parents should have no place in that. Did I lose him? Hello?
Do you somewhat agree with that statement or somewhat disagree with that statement?
Sorry. Agreeing would be that parents have no place in it, right?
Well, individual parents should not be able to dictate a school's curriculum.
Agreed.
That's what they say.
Yes,
okay, strongly agree or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. How about the statement, a certain amount of politics is unavoidable in the classroom discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate students and all political viewpoints without censorship. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
Agree.
Okay, strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, thank you, sir. Let's move forward. Okay, we're almost done. I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say will help improve the quality of public schools. Now, for each, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat opposed, or strongly oppose that idea, okay? Now, the first idea, protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality. Do you strongly support that idea? Somewhat support?
Strongly support that idea.
Okay, how about the idea of increasing discipline in schools? Support
the idea of increasing discipline in schools?
In school. Yes, sir.
Disagree.
Okay, somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Strongly opposed.
Okay, how about the idea of making it easier for parents to challenge books in school libraries they see as a pornographic or books that they believe deal improperly with racial issues? Do you support that idea or oppose that idea?
In theory, I support it, but I feel like it would get abused by right-wing conspiracy nuts to ban stuff that should technically be acceptable. I mean, like, actual blatant pornography, obviously, I do not want in my child's library.
In the library, right, yeah. So, somewhat opposed or somewhat support? Oh, if you have,
I feel like that's a loaded question, but based on the verbiage used explicitly, I'm going to have to say support.
Okay, somewhat or strongly support.
Again, based on the way it's worded, I'm going with the letter of the question, not the spirit of the question. I'm going to say strongly support.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, how about the idea of giving parents the power to veto curriculum decisions in their school? You support that idea?
No, I do not support that.
Okay, strongly opposed or somewhat opposed?
Strongly opposed. I don't think any GEDs need to be out there telling the master's degree educators how to be teaching or anything.
It makes no sense when you put it that way. Now, the next idea, adding an ethnic studies unit to the K-12 public schools curriculum. Will you support that idea or oppose that idea?
An ethnic studies?
Yeah, an ethnic studies unit.
Yeah, I would support that. I took a world religions class in high school, and it was one of my favorite classes that I took. It was awesome, learning about all those different cultures. Yeah, strongly support.
Okay.
Yes, I think people need to learn that there's more than just what they grow up with in the world.
We're
going to
talk about that right now. Some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for K-12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Now, knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K-12 public schools curriculum?
Support.
Strongly. Okay, thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to read, we're almost done, okay? Just a couple of questions more. I'm going to read you real quick some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find a very convincing argument, a 5 means it's somewhat convincing, and 0 means it's not at all convincing argument. You can use any number from 0 to 10. The first
one. 10 was agree, 1 was don't agree. Basically,
right. It's like somewhat convincing,
yeah.
Not at all convincing,
right, exactly.
And very
okay.
Convincing
was,
argument.
My apologies. I was interrupted.
No, that's okay. And remember, we're going to pick a number from 0 to 10, whatever is your opinion, okay? Now, the first argument that they are making is history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they are so too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustice experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. Now, is that argument from 0 to 10? How convincing is that argument?
That's good. From 0 to 10. I'll put that at a 10.
Okay. How about this next one? Those who fear that kids are being indoctrinated with lessons about race and gender in schools are missing the whole point of education. Education isn't just memorizing math equations or learning to spell. It's also engaging critical with life most difficult questions. If children don't have these conversations in school, how can we expect them to think for themselves and form opinions as in adults? Schools is the perfect place to have conversations about challenging topics, and teachers know how to lead these discussions in a respectful, unbiased, and an age-appropriate way. For 0 to 10, how convincing is that argument?
Oh, I'm going to have to give that one a 7, only because of the personal factor involved with teachers. Not all teachers are created equally, unfortunately. So it's difficult to know if you can trust the person having that conversation with your child because they might not be intellectually or emotionally fit to do it. But in theory, yeah, 7.
Okay. Now, last year, the American Library Association reported the attempts to censor or ban books reach an all-time high. In 2023, it's likely to break that record again. Now, most of the books targeted included LGBTQ characters of color, or discussed themes like racism. We know from history that the road to tyranny starts with censorship and book ban. We must oppose this deeply undemocratic and anti-American pushed to censor books. From 0 to 10, how convincing is that argument?
My wife interrupted me, and I didn't hear all of it, so I'm going to give it a 10, even though I missed a few words.
I can read it real quick if you want me to.
No. Okay. 10. I'll give it a 10. My family is getting anxious.
Okay, we're almost done. Sometimes, over the course of the survey, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States, how it continues to affect us today. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
Strongly agree.
Okay. And teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents should not be able to dictate the school's curriculum. Again, agree or disagree?
In theory, strongly agree.
Okay. Thank you, sir. We're almost done. Okay. The last few questions just for statistical purpose only. Now, what's the last year of schooling that you have completed?
When was the last time I was in school, or how highly am I educated?
Sir. Let me read some categories. Stop me when I get to your category, okay? 1 to 11 grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate.
Some college.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And now, which of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, student, or homemaker?
Employed.
Okay. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced?
I am married.
Thank you, sir. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I am an independent that is a strong liberal, but I do not like the RNC or the DNC.
Understood. And do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household?
Two of them.
Okay. And which of the following describes your child's or children's schools? Public schools, charter schools? Private school, home school, charter school. There are two of them?
My son is starting preschool. I don't know if you guys are counting preschool.
Oh, no. Okay, that's good.
Yeah, now, my daughter is in a charter school.
Good. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very liberal.
Very liberal. Thank you, sir. Now, how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Or once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Never.
Never? Okay, thank you, sir. I appreciate you taking the time to help us. This is the last question. For each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or to someone in your household. Is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian? Does that apply to you or anyone in your household?
No.
Okay. How about is an educator such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide? Does that apply to you or someone in your house?
No, I am not an educator, so I did consider it. The money not there.
Okay.
Too much school.
How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Suburban.
Suburban. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you taking the time to help us. Very kind of you for sharing your opinion. It's been a pleasure talking to you. This concludes our service.
Yes, you as well.
Thank you, sir. Enjoy the rest of the year.
Can I give you the phone number of someone else to take this survey?
Of course. That would be great.
Yeah. 910.
Yes.
777.
Okay.
1400.
1400. Okay. Thank you, sir. I appreciate
And she is going to give you more phone numbers, if that's okay.
Okay. Of course. Yeah. The more, the better. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, excellent. Yeah, thank you. Have a great one.